You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Good morning, enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. My name is Lou Need, your host, and today I have a very special guest coming on the show. But first, let me ask you, do you want more from your life and career, but are unsure what it is you're searching for or what is holding you back? Or maybe you do know exactly what you want to achieve, but you don't know how to make it happen. And those fears are holding you back, or you need to further develop your skill set to get there. Are you ready to move beyond frustration and stagnation to action? Well, morning enthusiasts, today's guest will share with you how to take the first step to getting your genius zone. It is an honor and privilege to introduce Tammy Jaffe. Tammy is a career success coach who is dedicated to helping others figure out what inspires them so they can work in their genius zone every day. She is a leadership coach who knows what it takes to build a high-performance team that understands your mission, takes accountability, and stays motivated to help you reach your goals. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lunid. It is such a pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, I'm excited. Can't wait to hear your story. You're coming from a very interesting background, and how you stumbled upon your purpose and your dream is very intriguing. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with the audience.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Today, I would like to discuss, of course, entrepreneur leadership versus corporate leadership. And we'll talk about career success strategies and your robust morning routine.
Awesome. Sounds great.
I know you grew up on a farm in Michigan.
Yes.
Tell us what it was like growing up. What are some values you learned while living on the farm?
Such a great question. I had, it was such a different experience growing up on a farm, and, the expectation that you work from a very, very young age, and, everybody in the family contributed. And it taught me so many valuable lessons. But a few of them that I'll share with you today is, one of them is just that value of hard work. And watching, my dad during certain seasons get up before we left and would work 16-hour days, 6 days a week, and put in all this hard labor, and watching as everybody in the family had to contribute in one way or the other and all working together. So it taught me, the lessons of, being able to work together as a family and doing those things, but also just working hard. And I carried that with me for years, and thought that the only way to be successful was to work really, really hard in 16-hour days and, 6 days a week. And it was something I had to learn later on, that there's a way to work smarter,
right,
and not have to work quite so hard. But it was, also there was advantages. Like, I got to drive by the time I was 14 and was driving trucks and tractors around our farm, and, before anyone else was able to. And I learned a lot of things from a very young age. But it was also really difficult at times, because we would go through years where there'd be a drought and we would just lose almost all the crops. And then, a couple of years later, you'd have a flood and you'd lose everything. And it taught me how, no matter how much effort you put in, there are going to be times in your life, times in your business, where things just don't work out. And you've got to plan for those, and you've got to work around those and figure something else out. And so it made me, realize that you've always got to be thinking ahead. You've got to plan ahead. And, for farmers, 95% of their income's coming in during harvest season. So you've got to, save and plan and figure out what the rest of the year is going to look like, because you're dependent on that one, big time of year. And if something goes wrong, you got to wait a whole nother year for something to happen. And it taught me a lot about just running a business and having that mindset to make it through those seasons where things don't go so well. And having that tenacity to keep going and to, you know, push on and to figure out how to make things better each time. But it also taught me that I really didn't love manual labor. And as much as I, you know, enjoy doing, you know, repair works and things, and I definitely had more tools than my husband did when we got married, and it's a joke that we have, but it wasn't something that I wanted to do every day of my life. And so my parents always had this expectation that all of us go to college. It was just, you know, an expectation that we didn't question. It was just, you know, this is what you do next. And so I decided I was going to go into accounting because I loved numbers, and that came really easy for me, and went out and became a CPA when I started my career.
Mm-hmm. I read that you move up the ranks. Within 5 years, you were in the board meetings. You were sitting as the executives after starting right out of college. And so you are very clearly very ambitious, Tammy, very driven.
Yes, for sure. And I think part of that is growing up on the farm and having that tenacity and, you know, knowing that you've got to be ambitious to make things happen. So I always, you know, I always looked for the next opportunity and how I could be a leader in different areas and really get to know whatever I was doing and become the expert in that area so that I could then move up and teach others that area.
Mm-hmm. And you learned a valuable lesson growing up on the farm and growing up running a business with your family. You learned the value of hard work, and it carries with you, it sounds like, throughout your life. But you also learned that hard work does not always equal wealth. And
right.
We're talking about the manual labor, the working 16 plus hour days. Mm-hmm. And there's better ways, there's smarter ways as you have learned to actually take control of your time with it, which equates to wealth.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, you know, one of the things that I started doing early on was, you know, figuring out how to improve things, make things better, how to automate things. It just came so natural to me because I was always looking for that better solution. And so it's something that I, you know, work with my clients on now too, is just how can you take the strategy that you have and implement it in a way that's going to work for you instead of you working for it.
Yeah. I am currently doing labor accounting for my current company, and you are absolutely correct about automation. And I've learned early on, either you automate it, you delegate it, or you eliminate it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I have an exercise I do with my clients that it does exactly that. I call it the what not to do list. And so we go through this exercise of saying, okay, these are the things, you know, you're working on, but these are the things that, you know, you've either got to choose one of these three options. These are taking up too much of your time. So, you know, there's got to be a better solution. You've either got to automate it, delegate it, or eliminate it. And, you know, I love that exercise because it's just, it brings so much light instead of the long to-do list. It's like, you know, what am I not going to do?
To learn to automate the things so you can free up your time. You automate so you can dominate. So you have the freedom to do other things. You've done that very well within your career as in accounting. You went to from farm girl to vice president, and then you went to the director from accounting. You launched into an IT position, and you learned everything along the way. You learned the ropes there. You didn't even have to go to school to pick it up. And so you've attaining knowledge. Self-development is big for you, and that's what leads you to being a coach. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I am driven by constant learning and growing. And I found that in my career, when I stopped learning and growing is when I became stagnant, felt stuck, didn't know what to do. And I had to, you know, get out of that place. And that's why I've switched careers a few times too, because it was that next opportunity. You know, I call myself a recovering CPA now because I've let the CPA part go, but I've you know, I've learned to take the skills that I had and the skills that I developed over the years in becoming a manager and a leader and take that into different industries, to take that into different positions and be able to thrive there. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I think is so important is understanding what your own unique strengths, skill sets are so that you can then figure out, okay, how do I use that in different areas so that you're not stuck in the same place, that you're not just getting stagnant. And so I did, I went from accounting to the vice president of technology for the third largest real estate company in the world. And I loved it. I loved my team. I loved what I was doing, but I was also a little burnt out with the politics. And the higher up I got in the organization, the more I realized that they expect you to bend in ways that I didn't want to bend. And I went through phases of, you know, discrimination and some other, you know, massive reorgs that just didn't make sense and impacted some people that, you know, I had a lot of respect for. And through those challenging times, I realized like I wanted more out of my life than just continuing to work for somebody else, continuing to give my all for their mission. And I really wanted to go create something for myself that would really help other people create something for themselves.
And that was the birth of your leadership career, your coaching career.
Yeah, that was the birth of my coaching career. So I started the side hustle. I got my coaching certification on the side while I was still working full time and leading a big team. And, you know, I just loved it. I mean, I had always enjoyed mentoring people and I love, you know, being able to help people figure out, you know, what's their next step? Where are they going to go in their careers? How can they get to the next level? And even the people who worked for me, that was like one of my motivations is to help them. Like I didn't care, you know, I've promoted people to the same level as me. I've promoted people to even higher levels because I want to see people thrive. And if I see that they have a strength and skill set, I want to see how they can take that to their next level, regardless of what the impact is to me. So, you know, I was able to take all that mentoring and leadership and you know, the skills I had developed over the years and create my coaching program. And the, you know, one of the main areas I focus on right now is helping people, you know, successful people that are in corporate or in a job that, you know, you've had some level of success, but you're still just discontent, right? You know, a lot of us have had that feeling. You're just like, you know, there's something more for you out there, but sometimes you don't know what that is, mm-hmm. or you're so fearful of actually making a change or leaving the security of your current job to try something else that you don't take those steps to make it happen. And that's what I love to help my clients do is to, you know, first get that clarity of what it is. Because until you get the clarity, the courage doesn't matter, right? Because you're going to go out and be doing all these different things that may not be the right thing. So I call them the three C's that are, you know, the critical components to success. And it's clarity, courage, and confidence. And those are the three main areas I help these people work on is first, let's get the clarity. What's the vision? Where are you headed? Let's explore different options. Like what's the best thing for your unique strengths, skill sets, talents, gifts, everything that you have within you. And then let's look at what your courage level is. You know, are you willing to make the decisions and take the action to make it happen? And if not, what's holding you back from doing that? And we dive deep into that and figure out what it is and what makes the most sense for you, right? Sometimes there's fears that, you know, might have some legitimacy to them, right? And so it's taking a look at those things to figure out, okay, is it the fear because the vision isn't the right vision for you? And then we've got to go back to the vision and figure out what that is. Or is it really just past experiences and things and you need to be able to see what's truly possible? Mm-hmm. And then the third one is the confidence. And it's the, you know, confidence to go out and know that you can make it happen. It's knowing that you can figure out the right things at the right time to make it happen. And that's where the confidence comes in. So I love those three C's, the clarity, courage, and confidence. They're just the foundation for anything that you want to do to become successful.
They sound very impactful. I know the importance of executive coaching and wanting to get from A to B, right? What got you here won't get you there. That was a great book by Marshall. And he talked about the skill sets that you need to develop because all you've acquired or obtained up to this point got you here. Now, if you want to go up the ladder, the extra step, you're going to need a new skill set. You're going to need to learn something different. And that's where coaching comes in. That's where executive coaching comes in. But let me ask you, because some might think it's too expensive, but you and I see it as it might cost you more to if you don't get it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can stay in that same place and you can, you know, spin your own wheels because it's hard to see things from a different perspective. And without that guidance and, you know, part of it's the accountability, part of it's the clarity that you're going to get through your coaching sessions that make a huge impact and will save you in the long run, right? It's going to save you money in the long run because now you've learned from people who have been there, done that, and can save you years of time of trying to figure it out on your own.
Mm-hmm. And I go back to this quote because I really love it. And it's applicable because you have the same thoughts or the same skill sets that you had yesterday. So if you don't acquire new ones or learn new ones, then you're going to be doing the same thing that you did yesterday. Because
yeah, absolutely.
Your thoughts are driving you. So it is beneficial. Give us just a few benefits of getting executive coaching.
Yeah, I think, you know, in coaching in general, I mean, some of the benefits are really getting that push to get you to that next level. And when I say push, it's not from the coach necessarily itself, it's the coach helping you really dive into what it is you really want, why you really want it, what's going to motivate and inspire you to get there, and then giving you some of the steps that you need to help you get there. And, you know, it's just like a coach and with any sport, right? You need someone there that's directing you, telling you how to do it. Because if you're left to your own initiatives, one, you may not push yourself as hard as you would if a coach is there watching you. And two, you're going to let it slide. Like that accountability is such a huge thing when it comes to making a change. And so depending on what you're seeking coaching for, it can be many different reasons that you need to work with that particular coach. And so, you know, getting, you know, that clarity, the courage, the confidence, those are all things that, you know, I help people coming out of corporate with. And then people who are already in business, it's that strategy. It's that, you know, getting to that next level, figuring out how to step out of just running your business to owning your business and being that leader, being that person that can build the team that they love and is able to take things off of their plate so that they can step into owning the business, right? And not having to be in it 24/7. And there's a big difference in phases that you go through with any business, whether it's, you know, the startup, there's lessons and things you learn along the way to, you know, okay, now you're getting consistent income. Now what's next to get me to that next level? And then you get to that next level and you're like, okay, I need a team and I need support and I need, you know, all these different things so that you can live again, right? Because you get so consumed with running the business. And so those are all different levels of the business that I take my clients through. And one of the biggest things I like to tell people is you've got to know which you should be doing in your business at the right time, right? So there are so many different strategies and marketing tools and all these different things available and out there. And once you start that side hustle, you start that business, you start hearing all these things and you think you've got to act on all these different things and try it and learn it. But there's a time and a place for each one of those strategies. And if you do the right thing at the wrong time, it costs you a lot of money, a lot of time, and your business will not grow as quickly as what it needs to. So understanding exactly, you know, if you're in the startup phase, these are the things you need to do. If you're at that consistent income, okay, now these are the things you need to do and getting to that next level. And so breaking things down so that you're not, you know, losing focus on all these other things out there that are, you know, probably trying to pull you in these different directions and focus, and you're not focused on what you really need to be focused on at that time.
Mm-hmm. I love your thought on doing the right things at the right time within the business, because your business is, it's an entity, it's a life of its own, and it's going to require different navigations depending on what's going on. So the notion to either delegate or get the right leadership under you as an entrepreneur, as a small business, is crucial, because you want to stop working in the business, but be able to work on the business, right? Mm-hmm. Being able to grow the business, being able to be that 30-foot level thinking. So not being caught up with the shipping or the invoicing. The little things, absolutely. so you can think about the accounting, so you can think about the fundraisings, you know, you take it up a different level. So tell me, I know going from business owner to boss brings its own set of challenges, right? How can entrepreneurs hire and build high performing teams so that they can actually grow and scale their business and be that servanthood, right? And serve more people.
Yeah, so it's a great question, because it's something that most entrepreneurs struggle with, because they're not used to being that boss, right? It's different when you own your business and have to be that leader. And so some of the things that, you know, I like to say, if you're first starting out in this phase, right, you're just first starting to hire, you don't have a lot of funds, right? Typically for an entrepreneur just getting started, you know, you need some help. You don't typically have a ton of money to invest, because you're investing in a lot of things when you're getting your business started. So I like to suggest things like getting freelancers, getting interns, that getting people who, you know, interns have this really big desire to learn about different aspects. And if you can find the right ones that have that ambition and have that desire and their values align with your values, they can become the greatest employees. And so you can turn them in from interns into employees. And, you know, there's a couple different internship programs out there that I like to recommend, because they're extremely easy to use and beneficial for anyone, you know, looking for, whether it's an intern locally or an intern anywhere in the world. And then, you know, other freelancer type things that you can do. So, you know, Upwork, Fiverr, freelancer.com. I love doing the competitions. So I do this mostly on freelancer.com, but you can, I don't know if you've heard of those. Have you done the competitions on some of those?
I have, yes.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they are themselves small entrepreneurs. They are entrepreneurs, small businesses, making a living. So one, you're supporting that that culture, but mm-hmm. two, you get to see the battle of, like, you can get a logo designed for $5, you can get it designed for $7. But what I really love is the strategy that you're stating is, don't spend your time, your biggest asset is what you have. It's very limited, right? You have a finite amount of it. Don't spend it building a website, designing a logo.
Yeah. If that's not your area of expertise, those are the things that you need to find help with. And because you'll spend, you know, I've seen so many people do it where, you know, it's like, oh, I've got to learn how to do, you know, the digital marketing or whatever. And they'll go take like all these classes on it. And then, you know, if you spend all this time, and if you could just go pay somebody $10, $20 to go create those for you. And so, you know, that's where being able to use some of those different low cost options, where all these freelancers who are experts in those areas and are really good, is beneficial. And the thing I love about the competition is, you know, I started doing it that way because then I could pick, like I did one for a video I wanted to have done of this testimonial. And, you know, I got 60 some video submissions and I just get to pick the top one and I'm only paying for that top one. But now I've got my video guy, like he is the guy I go to for all my videos now. And instead of just having to go find someone and hope that they're going to be okay with the competition, you get to see the results from all these different people. And I've done it with, you know, different you know, brochures and freebies and things that I have with those type of things and being able to get the results. My husband did one for his logo and got like 600 submissions for a logo. And he, you know, got to then work with the top ones to say, okay, refine it. And this is what I want. And came out with something amazing. So that's, you know, kind of when you're starting off. But I, you know, like what you said, you want to find those areas that are one, consuming a lot of your time, two, that you're not the expert in, and find the right people to help you with those. And so then as you get to that next level, you're going to find a more full-time or part, even start a part-time person versus the freelancer style. And so there's ways to do it as you progress. And then, you know, eventually you'll have multiple full-time staff helping you with different areas and being able to identify the things that they're really good at. So making sure that you hire the people that align with the tasks you want and not the people who you necessarily, a lot of people hire people just like them and you don't want to duplicate you. You want to, especially at the beginning, you want to bring someone in who complements you, but has a different skill set so that you can take those things that you're not great at and give it to someone else.
Mm-hmm. And then to be sure to hire somebody that is in alignment with your mission, is in alignment with your goals.
And your values, so important.
Yeah. Tell us about your morning routine. Actually, let's tell us about the Inspired Retreat and how you hone in to pull out the purpose, the talent, the gifts that individual possesses to help them grow.
Yeah. So thanks for bringing up the retreat. One of my passions is travel. And I was like, you know, for the last couple of years, like at some point I'm going to be doing retreats and I've done a lot of co-facilitated retreat. I'm doing one in Italy next week. And this, you know, Inspired Possibilities retreat is one area that I am so passionate about. This is where I really work with those people that are coming out of careers that they know they want that something different, something more, but they're a little confused on what that might be. They may have like, either they have no idea what it could be, or they've got like a million ideas, right? And they can't even focus. Yeah. So what we do is we go through a process of helping you figure out what those possibilities are, narrow those down to what makes the most sense, and then explore some of those ideas. So we get that clarity piece, and then we work on the courage and confidence at the retreat and getting really clear on, you know, what's going to help you drive this forward? What's going to give you that confidence to step out and take those first few steps to make this happen for you. And, you know, it's such a fun way to do it at the retreat style. And I've got one coming up in November and I'll have a couple more next year. So it's just an amazing, fun time where we just really get to know each other well. And you walk away, think, you know, with that confidence and clarity to like go out and take that next step.
Yeah. And start getting into that genius zone to actually execute.
Yes, absolutely.
And start implementing. How long is the retreat?
It is going to be near Asheville, North Carolina, and it is a 4-night, 5-day retreat.
Absolutely. So we'll put the information for the retreat on the show notes below. Tammy, I want you to tell me about your morning routine. We spoke briefly before coming on the air, and you call it showers of blessing that you do in the morning. What is your morning routine? How do you get up, dress up, and show up in your life?
Yeah. So one of the first things that I have started doing is the showers of blessing. And this is a kind of a meditation that came to me one day when I was just having one of those amazing days. And you know, you get that feeling like tingling all throughout your body. And what hit me was it felt like rain was falling on me, and it felt like the shower. And so is it okay if I kind of walk you through in 2 minutes what it is?
Sure.
So I know some of you might be listening in the car, so do not close your eyes. But if you're in a place where you can, let me just walk you through the showers of blessing. So if you can just close your eyes and just start to relax, take a couple deep breaths, and think about walking outside when it's just starting to sprinkle out and you feel those sprinkles touching your body and you feel it on your head, you feel it on your cheeks, your shoulders, your arms, you feel it on your legs and your body, and it starts to get a little bit heavier. I want you to think about each one of those drops that's hitting you as a blessing in your life. And each one of those drops is something that's happening in your life today. What happened, you know, in the last 24 hours that was a true blessing, something you're grateful for in your life, you know, something that you got excited about. And think about each one of those drops as it hits you as a different blessing, a different thing to be grateful for. What happened in the last week? Think about some of those things, you know, what happened with your family. Maybe you have a spouse, kids, like something that just excites you when you think about what happened in your business, what happened in your career, what successes did you have, what happened in the last month, what happened in the last year, what are some of those accomplishments you had? And just think about those things, and each one of them is touching you. You can feel it on your body. It's a raindrop falling on you. And so as you feel that, now I want you to shift to, what blessings do you want to receive today? What things do you want to accomplish today? And I want you to feel each of those drops on your body as if it's already happened. You've got this blessing coming into your life. Maybe it's a new client for you. Maybe it's, you know, finishing a training. Maybe it's getting up and exercising. Maybe it's, you know, doing something that you are super excited about today, or something that you just know you need to get up and do today. And feeling that, just touching your body as it's already happened. Tomorrow, what is it you want to accomplish? In the next week, what are those things? And just feel those blessings hitting you as if they've already happened. And so, you know, I'll keep this short because I know we're on the podcast, but you know, I hope you were able to like truly feel that and see those things as they happen. And this is something I like to do right when I wake up in the morning, because you're kind of in that, you know, half awake state, and is a great meditation state to be in. And I just start thinking of all the things I'm grateful for, all the things, those blessings, those things that have come into my life. And I go through this routine. And what it does is it sets me up for the day, because I start thinking about what specifically do I want today? You know, who do I want to bless today? What feeling do I want to have with my children today? What, you know, experience do I want to create for myself today? What things do I need to get done today that I'm just like excited to check off that to-do list? And it just puts me in this exceptional vibration place, so that when I get up, I'm already excited for the day.
I love that. I went through the practice and I did feel the raindrops on my skin, and it was just like this heat going through my body, right? Expelling out and being recharged at the same time. Yeah. It was great. Thank you for sharing that. I will incorporate it into my morning routine.
Awesome. Yeah. And it only has to take a few minutes. And that's the great thing about it.
I don't have anything else to say. Usually I have something else to say about my morning routine tips here, but this was right on, legit and 100%. And I appreciate that. And I know you incorporate energy healing into your coaching session. Yes. Tell me briefly a little bit about that.
Yeah. So one of the things, you know, when I was at that point in my career that I was like super frustrated, trying to figure out what was next, I had started working with my own coach, and I started working with a naturopath who was an energy healer. And I was having some, you know, physical, emotional issues. I had some gallbladder issues. And so I was trying to get some healing. And it was I had had a little bit of energy work before, but not a whole lot. And so as I started going to her and seeing what the energy works, how impactful it was, and how you know, understanding how every emotion we have impacts our body in some way. And so many of our pains, so many of our little signs that we have in our body are really our body's way of telling us that that emotion is built up in that place in our body. And we all, you know, everything in our life is built around energy, right? So, you know, we create patterns in our life, which is based around an energy. And so what I do in the work that I chose to do, because I saw what an impact it had, was to be able to incorporate that energy work into my coaching. And I bring in, you know, different types of energy work based on what the client needs and what they're experiencing. And so sometimes it's being able to release certain limiting beliefs or a pattern that they have in their life that they just keep repeating. And by shifting that energy a little bit for them, it opens up that possibility to recreate a new pattern. And so it's, you know, those subtle tweaks and things that you can do to shift some of the energy. And I use it for many different things. My kids ask me to do this routine on their head almost every night that I do that helps them calm down and go to sleep. And it's something that, you know, when I knew I wanted to work virtually with my clients because I love travel. I like international people. I love, you know, learning about people from all over the world. And so I have the ability to be able to do energy work as well over, you know, a Zoom or a phone call and being able to create that connection. So it just has such an impactful experience. And, you know, there's testimonials on my website if you want to look at some of those. I won't go into a ton of detail, but that's what it does, and some of the shifts that you can see people have.
And you can do it remotely, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So Tammy, you are multifaceted. How can we connect with you?
Yeah, so you can always reach out to me through my website or and all my social media links are on my website. It's probably the easiest place to go to find me and follow me. But it's Tammy, TammyJaffe.com. And I am always on LinkedIn, Facebook, and my group, my tag on Instagram is Inspired Leader Network. So any of those places you can reach out to me. And if anyone wants to experience the energy work or talk more about some of my coaching techniques, you can always email me at Tammy@TammyJaffe.com.
Tammy, thank you so much for coming on the show. To recap, the three C's, you help your clients with mm-hmm. attaining clarity, getting that vision clear and precise, knowing what you want, having that goal and knowing having a target, because if you can't hit what you don't have. And attaining courage, being more courageous and getting that courage to move forward and building that confidence to actually step into your genius zone to implement, to explode. Yes. I really love that. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you for walking us through that 2-minute meditation. It was powerful. It was very energetic, and I appreciate your energy and your spirit.
Thank you. It was so nice to be here with you, Lunit. And it's, you know, I love what you're doing here, and, you know, blessings to all of your followers.
Thank you so much. I'll see you at the top of your best morning routine ever.
Thank you.
All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.